campaign groups criticising plans to cut 20 Norfolk and Suffolk mental health beds and a suite to assess people who may need to be detained. The plans are being made by the local clinical commissioning group. The campaign to save mental health services in Norfolk says that the beds and the suite at Carlton Court in Lowestoft are vital and should be retained. I've been speaking to Emma Corlett from the Union Unison and to Terry Skirm, who is a mental health nurse and speaks on behalf of the campaign.
I think it's very worrying at the moment that we haven't, on a daily, weekly basis, we have no beds available for urgent admissions. I was on duty yesterday. There were 12 requests for admissions and no beds available in the whole of Norfolk and Suffolk. So our bed management team were forced to go around the country looking for private beds, and 6 patients were admitted yesterday into private beds. That's yesterday.
So, Emma Corlett, what is your view on this, the impact it would have if these cuts went ahead?
The concerns that we've been raising for well over a year now about the lack of resources, and in particular the lack of beds, hasn't improved at all. So our view hasn't really changed, that there is a significant shortage of both beds and staff in the community to support people, and I think it has to come down to a matter of resources. So we'd be concerned about any further reduction in service, because we're suffering already as a result of what's happened.
The Trust have to make these decisions, though, Terry Skirm, because there's 20% cuts coming up over 4 years, and it has to give somewhere, doesn't it? Do you feel a little sorry for them that they've got to make these cuts?
I don't feel sorry for them. What I would question is, why do the cuts have to hit the most vulnerable? The most vulnerable people. People in... If this was a proposal to cut A&E, for example, in the Norfolk Norwich, you would all be up in arms. Well, a 136 suite, an acute psychiatric bed, is the equivalent to A&E. It's where, a person who's acutely psychotic can be looked after and contained while decisions are made about their admission.
Where else could these cost reductions come from, then?
I don't think there should be any cost reductions. I think Norman Lamb, as Health Minister, now he's really aware of the impact of these cuts on his services in Norfolk. He should be demanding extra funding for mental health. Same as what they did for the ambulance service, same as they did for A&E. They knew A&E was going into crisis. Well, we are in a much worse crisis.
But this 20% cut, though, Emma Collette, is happening, isn't it? It's a reality. So the Trust have got to act.
But they have, but the other option is, like you say, to go back to Norman Lamb and to the commissioners. I would absolutely agree with Terry and refute that these cuts have to be made. Norman Lamb says an awful lot about the parity of esteem. We need parity of funding. Currently, locally, the clinical commissioning groups give around 11% of their budget to mental health, yet we know between 23 and 25% of NHS need is mental health. So if we actually just funded us for the number of patients that we needed to see, as simple as that, then these cuts wouldn't need to be made. But they're making cuts on top of woeful under resourcing as it is, and I wholeheartedly agree with Terry, this must be a matter of stigma, because I can't believe that they would do this to cancer care, coronary care, accident and emergency. It's as if, you know, some lives are worse more than others.
Well, we've spoken to the Trust Chairman Gary Page, who says they hope to work with campaign groups and patient groups to improve services, and he said the Trust is undertaking an analysis at the moment to see if the number of beds is right. Does that encourage you at all?
I don't see... He's got the figures. He knows that for the last 2 years they've had an average of 14 patients in private hospital beds across the country. We're not talking Colchester or Bury, we're talking in Harrogate, in Weston-super-Mare, in Brighton. He knows how many patients he's had out of area, the equivalent to 2 wards full in Norfolk. He knows that. And as I said, we had 6 yesterday go out of area. What analysis do you need? You know your wards are full. You know they're operating at 100% capacity. They've been trying to argue, oh, there's bed blocking. And they've tried to address that issue. You know, it's not bed blocking. It's people in crisis because of the lack of community care. It's impacting on the inpatient care. If you're not providing the care in the community to severely mentally ill people, they're going to go into crisis. And when they're in crisis, they need, some of them need urgent hospital admission. The beds have to be there. There's a statutory duty on North Norfolk Clinical Commissioning Group. It's in the Mental Health Act, Section 140 of the Mental Health Act. They have a duty to ensure that beds are available for urgent admissions, and they're not available. You don't need an analysis.
But there is a determination in some quarters that these beds will be cut, and this suite in Lowestoft.
Well, we're just going to keep going, keep exposing the effect of the cuts. But I think we do have to shift the focus towards central government. It's in Norman Lamb's own constituency. I think he should resign on principle.
Terry Skirm from the Campaign to Save Mental Health Services in Norfolk. Well, I have been speaking to the Norfolk MP and Care Minister Norman Lamb and asked him first, will he resign?
Well, I have to say I'm completely baffled by this call because actually I think we're on the same side. I have spent many years, long before I was a minister, campaigning for a fair deal for mental health, and I've taken that objective into my role as a minister, and I'm left, I have to say, Matthew, rather confused, because nationally I have people like Paul Farmer of Mind saying that I'm the best mental health minister ever, Simon Wesley, who's the head of the Royal College of Psychiatrists, saying we have a very good mental health minister. I was being applauded by Christine Jones, who's the police lead nationally on mental health, for the work I've done in really dramatically reducing now the number of people who are going into police cells in the middle of a mental health crisis. And then this completely contrary view. So I'm left, I have to say, slightly confused.
Well, let's beef it out a little bit, because Terry Skirm is on the ground. He works for the service. And he says yesterday there was a youngster that came into the Norwich suite all day because there was no bed available for him. He was guarded by two police officers because of a lack of beds. He said six people had to be taken to beds in other parts of the country. It's clearly not working with the current setup in this part of the world.
Well, and again, I agree with Terry Skirm that these incidents of people being shunted around the country is completely unacceptable, and indeed we're taking action to address directly that issue. I'm horrified by the cases that emerge. I was talking recently to the chief executive of the Maudsley Hospital in London, who has been about 9 months in post, and they have managed to dramatically reduce the numbers of people being shunted to other parts of the country through better clinical judgments, more control over the work within the trust. And indeed, the new chief executive of the Mental Health Trust in Norfolk and Suffolk has also said to me that they've significantly reduced the numbers who are being moved elsewhere. But look, Matthew, there is an institutional bias against mental health within the NHS. The government throughout this parliament has maintained funding for the NHS, and the money is sent down to local commissioners to determine how the money is spent in that local area. But because in the last decade the previous government introduced an 18-week waiting time limit in physical health but left out mental health, that dictates where the money goes, and mental health always loses out. And it's because of that that I am changing things. I've got a commitment now from the government to start the introduction in mental health of waiting time and access standards for the first time in mental health. And it's only by taking steps like that that we ensure that mental health gets a fair deal. Well, and what I would want is for campaigners to back me on battling the system and fighting to get a fair deal for mental health, rather than trying to get rid of someone who's actually standing up for mental health in an incredibly tough financial environment.
Norman Lamb, the Care Minister and Liberal Democrat MP for North Norfolk.